South Georgia Tormenta FC fell to 1 Knoxville SC with a 0-1 on July 5 at Tormenta Stadium. This matchup marks the second time the two teams have met on the pitch during the 2024 campaign. Sebastian Vivas attempted to open the scoring early, taking the first shot of the evening in the fifth minute of play, following a cross from Ajmir Spengler. The opening shot flew just over the crossbar. In the eighth minute of play, keeper Drew Romig made his first save of the evening. A long-ranged shot was blasted by 1 Knoxville player Angelo Kelly Rosales when Romig leapt to punch the ball out of bounds and maintain the clean sheet. As the match progressed, each side vied to maintain possession. South Georgia pressed fiercely up the wings, incentivizing attacking plays. While the score remained stagnant entering halftime, Tormenta FC took 9 shots on goal, while 1 Knoxville had 2. From the moment the whistle was blown to signify the second half, the Ibises were intent on pushing the ball into Knoxville's half. Romig was forced to take action early, making back-to-back saves to prevent Knoxville from finding the lead. In the 57th minute of play, head coach Ian Cameron made 2 changes on the pitch, bringing on Pedro Fonseca and Connor Doyle for Ajmir Spengler and Daniel Steedman. The strongest chance South Georgia saw to score early in the second half came when Doyle sent a free kick into the box to connect with Jake Dingeler, but Dingeler's shot went high over the goal. In the 72nd minute of play, 1 Knoxville found the first goal of the evening. Undeterred by the goal, Romig made another key save in the 80th minute of play. Tormenta's resilience gave the Ibises the headway needed to find scoring opportunities as the match began to near the end, but these shots went without conversion. Joshua Ramos, who entered the match in the 77th minute, took the final shot of the night, sending in a header from inside the box, but the shot was caught by the keeper. Tormenta fans can watch South Georgia back in action on July 13 as they travel to face Lexington SC live on ESPN+.